You just got to be meaner and smarter than he is.
How would you call them to get them to come up out of the pasture or something?
You don't.
Don't call them?
You usually just show up. If you want to catch them, you have a little oats, an apple, ear to a corn or something. They usually fall for it if you're just patient.
You don't have to holler for them or anything?
No. In fact, a mule or horse that's well-treated will come to his owner anyway, his friend.
Okay. How about cows? How would you call them?
Sioux.
Okay.
My voice, I can't control it too good. That doesn't sound exactly right, but you get the idea.
Sioux cow or something. Grandma calls
it. Well, Grandma's right.
Do they have any different way to call the calves?
No.
Okay.
You know, in the animal kingdom, they're just like people. There's a boss. If you got two mules, one of them's a boss. If you got two horses, one's a boss. If you got 9,000 chickens, there's a pecking order. Everybody knows where he stands.
I didn't realize that.
It's true. And you lose chickens, grown chickens, laying hens, that sort of thing, because the last one, you know, you don't have a hen that's a he. What I'm saying, they sure catch the death. So you lose them by death. Peck to death.
Gosh. No, I didn't know they do that to each other.
Some dude has recently come out. Now, this is not an old mountain tale. With a rose-colored pair of glasses that you graft onto the beak some way. And this...
I saw that in a newspaper.
And this stops them from doing what I'm telling you about. Or so
that's
they say.
That's true. It did say it helped them to get along better with each other. And I had forgotten about that. I just never thought of chickens as... fighting. Well, you know, they breed those fighting cocks, I guess.
I raised them at one
time. Did you?
Yeah, there's an old mail carrier up in Hendersonville, John Bell Houston. And I was a teenager. We had a bunch of chickens around. I don't remember how I got in contact with him. I think it was a barber shop. And he asked me if I'd be interested in raising game chickens for him. I said, no, I don't see no use for them because they don't lay many eggs and they're small. They're wilder. He said, well, says, if you'll raise a bunch for me, I'll give you $2 a piece for the roosters. Some of them I won't want. You can keep them. You can keep all the hens. And I about put myself through high school with that.
And he was using them to fight?
Yeah. He fought them and he sold them to other people. But
was that legal to do that? Or?
It was legal to raise them. It wasn't legal to fight them.
Okay. All right. Now, what about terms for the male and the female of the different animals, like the hogs?
Boar and sow.
Okay. How about the horses?
You know, I never had that much to do with horses when I was growing up. I'll have to let you go on that.
Okay.
A mare was the female, but I don't remember the term.
Okay.
If there was one.
Did you have a male and female of the mules?
Yeah.
Did they have different terms for those?